With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. The state of Montana is adding extra cleanup measures at a former wood treatment plant turned Superfund site in Butte. Kayla DeRoche reports for YPR News.
The Montana Department of Environmental Quality on Monday released its reasons for pursuing more stringent environmental protection, among them that levels of the contaminant dioxin at the Montana Pollen Treating Plant fall short of current cleanup standards. Dioxin is one of the chemicals the plant produced during operation from the 1940s to the 80s. Exposure to dioxin may cause cancer, skin conditions, and other health risks in humans. The state's new plan requires storing the waste securely on site. Remediation at the Montana Pollen Treating Plant began in the 90s. DEQ says this round of cleanup is expected to begin this summer to make the site available for industrial or commercial use. DEQ will hold two remote meetings via Zoom, April 20th and 26th, to collect community feedback. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
State lawmakers have passed a measure creating a Bitterroot Valley Community College District. The joint resolution triggers a process to transition Hamilton's Bitterroot College UM, currently an appendage of the University of Montana, into an independent, locally controlled community college. There's still plenty of work before the transition to a full-fledged community college is complete, not the least of which is finding funding sources. While Ravalli County voters last year supported creation of the district, they rejected a mill levy to fund a new local community college. Supporters of a bill in the legislature say it would help bring justice to the families of drug overdose victims. James Bradley with the University of Montana's Legislative News Service reports.
House Bill 391 would establish an extra penalty for drug dealing if those drugs kill someone. Dealers could spend up to 100 years in prison. Corey Swanson is the Broadwater County attorney.
Those dealers that are doing that are putting those people that are desperate, that are drug addicts, in risk of losing their life, and they should be subject to a more serious penalty.
Sam Forstag from the ACLU Montana was the only opponent at the hearing. He said the bill wouldn't just apply to drug dealers.
The other fact pattern presented was that you have a husband who is a drug addict and shares drugs with their partner, and their partner dies. Both people, as this bill is written, would be subject to this 100-year maximum sentence.
Other proponents said that wasn't true, that only drug dealers would be subject to the law.
Montana lawmakers worried about losing federal funding have amended a proposed ban on transgender women and girls competing in interscholastic women's sports. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports the Senate has endorsed the bill.
Senator Dan Solomon, a Republican from Ronan, brought the amendment that would void the policy in the event that the U.S. Department of Education determines it discriminatory. He said the department could subsequently withhold $350 million Montana gets in federal education funds.
Just this one little tidbit. President Biden issued an executive order the very first day he was in office that specifies that it is official policy of his administration to prohibit discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation.
The amendment squeaked by on a 27-23 vote. The Senate endorsed the bill as amended, 29-21. Republican Senator Keith Regier carried the bill in the Senate and said it aims to keep sports fair for women.
Men transitioning to women pose a threat to women's sports and present a form of discrimination to women.
Montana is one of 20 states considering a ban on trans women competing in sports. The proposed policy would put states at odds with NCAA rules that allow transgender women to compete in intercollegiate sports. Democrats have pushed back against the proposal since it was introduced in January. Senator Pat Flowers is from Belgrade.
This bill isn't needed to save women's sports. All it will do is tell transgender girls and women they don't belong.
House Bill 112 must clear another vote in the Senate, and the House must concur the amendment before it can head to Republican Governor Greg Gianforte's desk for consideration. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Mary Auld.